USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former Presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
A top union negotiator said bargainers are making progress on a contract that could end the 19-day strike against General Motors. United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittes said in a letter to local officials that talks have advanced on health care and a path for temporary workers to get full-time jobs. But he said wages, job security, skilled trade jobs, and pensions remain unsettled. Dittes said he'll keep working in an effort to reach a tentative agreement. About 49,000 UAW workers walked off their jobs on September 16th when contract talks slowed. The strike has shut down GM production in the U.S. and forced factories in Canada and Mexico to close. In a prisoner swap, an Australian-British blogger and her fiancé returned home after being freed from a three-month detention in Iran. Jolie King and Mark Firkin returned to Australia after all charges against them were dropped. At the same time, Iran's state television reported that Iranian scientist Reza Debashi, who was detained for 13 months in Australia over purchasing a defense system for his country, had returned home. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A homeless man wielding a long metal pipe rampaged through New York City early this morning, attacking other homeless people who were sleeping, killing four and leaving a fifth in critical condition. Chief of Manhattan South Detectives Michael Baldasso said at a news conference the men were attacked at random in the city's Chinatown neighborhood. Police responded to a 911 call just before 2 a.m. as one assault was already in progress. A 24-year-old suspect is in custody but has yet to be charged, according to the detectives. Police recovered a metal pipe that was still in the suspect's hands when he was arrested after fleeing following the attacks. The chief said he also was homeless. Attorney generals representing half the states and lawyers for more than 500 local governments blasted the terms of Purdue Pharma's offer to settle thousands of lawsuits over the nation's opioid crisis in court filings that also said the company had funneled over $13 billion to its controlling family. Their legal filing said the tentative deal does not contain an admission of wrongdoing from the members of the Sackler family, who would not stop family members from future misconduct and wouldn't force them to repay money they pocketed from their illegal conduct. The documents say the members of the Sackler family made $12 to $13.5 billion from Purdue from profits made from the signature painkiller OxyContin. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.